Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson recording Astrology Boo number 5. It's the 8th of January 2014, and I'd like to wish a good friend of ours, Clive Stevens, happy birthday. Now, a strange thing happens around the time of your birthday. You can draw up a solar return chart, which astrologers can draw up to show your year ahead, and it gives real insight as to the energies that are available to you throughout the following year. Now, ordinarily, when you do the solar return chart, the person who's having their birthday is having it quite close to home. However, when somebody actually goes away for the birthday and has their birthday in a completely different city or country, then it can really affect the astrology on the day, and it can also affect your year ahead. So I've had a quick look at Clive's year ahead as a little birthday present, a little prelude to what might be happening, because he's actually in Istanbul at the moment celebrating his birthday. So if he'd stayed in the UK for his birthday, it shows a lot more moving around from home. It shows like that his home life is a little bit more disruptive. It also shows that career-wise, he can get things out there, he can get things into the public domain, but that it maybe creates a little bit of frustration and not backlash, but it's not always well received. Now, interestingly, with Clive being in Istanbul, intuitively putting himself in Istanbul, his solar return chart is a lot more successful and a lot more happy and contented at home. For instance, the solar return chart for Clive in Istanbul shows that he has got a very business-focused year ahead. He's got Venus and Mercury and the Sun on ascendant, which shows that he's going to be pretty much winning as a character next year. You know, he's going to feel very, very comfortable, very charming. He'll have the gift of the gab. His money area of his chart is nicely highlighted. It's Jupiter. It's ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter's in the sixth house of work, which just shows that he's going to be doing a lot of hard work to bring in a lot of cash. Jupiter aspects the second house as well, which is a really, really nice aspect. Jupiter's also lined up with the midheaven, the point of success in the chart, and Saturn's there showing that his hard work will pay off. Saturn is in a really good relationship with the ascendant as well. So it all looks like everything is just lined up for a year of hard work. He is going to be a little bit more introverted than usual. So I see Clive being a little bit holed up and doing a lot of project work, but it will really pay off. I also see that if his work can connect into the collective unconsciousness of unrest and dis-ease in society, then it will actually hit home and get a lot more notoriety. Happy birthday, Clive.